Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, welcoming you out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you today. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, if you're lucky and the market smiles on you, but today, to have that certainty, to have that freedom, that security, knowing that you work because you want to, not because you have to, that you really have that freedom to do what you want and to do what you love with those that you love and whenever the heck you want to do it. And I'm grateful to have you guys as part of this because you're not just here to create your own prosperity, but you're here because as a Rippler, you know that as you become more financially free, as you liberate yourself, you can become a better impact and a better blessing in the lives of others. You can actually create that ripple effect through other people's lives. And I'm so grateful, so happy that I'm able to do that with you guys as well. So excited because now we're hitting the end of 2019. You know, I can actually be a part of this with you guys. And it's been such an honor. I appreciate you guys binging and sharing and spreading this message abroad that allows me to help more people. And just give you guys a few examples here. Just the other day, I had two different situations, right? I had one guy that reached out to me. He said, Chris, you know, you keep talking about like people can reach out to you. And I finally thought I should do that. And he reached out and he had a $6,000 a month goal, right? For a cash flow goal to be able to say I could retire. And as we looked at the numbers, like, well, it would take you forever into your 60s to do that. But as we looked at the numbers, I said, you know, just this year, conservatively speaking, we can get your cash flow up to $2,500 to $3,000 a month. We can get you almost halfway to your goal in just the first year. And within 5 to 7 years, probably, we could probably get you to the rest of the way. And he's like, holy cow. He's like, when you're talking about hope, you're not kidding. And I was like, no, like, that's why I do it. Like, that's why I can't, you know, fully just retire and just live on my own stuff, my own investments, because there's just too many of you guys that can do that really have more hope than you realize. And I had another guy reach out as well, and it wasn't as drastic, but still for them, it was like, you know, $1,200, $1,300 a month, like right off the bat, like this year we can create for them, you know, that additional return, which was way awesome compared to what they had going on. And they had money sitting around that wasn't doing much of anything, you know, and that just gives them that extra little buffer, that ability to create more income. And in fact, in their case, it actually would increase their income by roughly almost 20%. So guys, like, I appreciate you guys reaching out because it allows me to create a ripple effect through you. And heck, even just the fact you guys are listening, even if I've never met you or talked to you before, the fact that I can create a ripple effect for you guys has really made this year absolutely my favorite year yet. So guys, thank you so much for being a part of this show. As a reminder, you can check out our show, check out my website, and you can check out my show too. You can check out the website, moneyripples.com. There's definitely blogs and things like that. We're actually going to be doing some updates on that site, so there'll be some more things to come. Also, make sure you can check out our YouTube channel. I've got a YouTube channel as well. You can check me out, Chris Miles Money Ripples. You can look that up and you'll find my page there. There's some good stuff. Hey, quick shout out today to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey, you guys, if you want to make a difference in people's lives while making good money, you know, by making good returns with your own money and doing and investing with as little as $100, you should check out American Homeowners Preservation. What they do is they actually take money, they crowdfund money together, they source it together. And then what they are able to do is they're able to buy up portfolios of people that have mortgage loans that are going delinquent, they're going late, at risk of losing their homes. And they try to help people be able to refinance and stay in those homes. So guys, if you want to be able to make a great difference in people's lives and make a great monthly cash flow with your money, check out their site. It's fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. All right, guys. So today I want to talk about the best of 2019. And I did this last year with 2018 and I really enjoyed it. And so I want to do it again. And I'm basing this off of what you guys were interested in, what you downloaded, which episodes you downloaded the most, right? So that's what I went through and figured out today. And man, it was so interesting to see because the number one, I did not expect to be number one. In fact, the number two, I thought was no surprise it would be number one. But what's amazing is that the top five shows, get this, the downloads were within 50 downloads of each other, all five of them. I mean, this is how close it was. I mean, and again, I attribute it to you guys because I know a lot of you guys are binging. So as you're listening to one, you're listening to all of them. And I appreciate that for sure. But it's really interesting to see what you guys have really picked as your top for 2019. So I want to go through that right now. Of course, there's great episodes outside of this. I invite you to listen to more, but here's the top five. So number five is episode number 318, Investing in Apartments for Cash Flow. And this is one I did with Corey Peterson several months back. Awesome guy. Corey is one of the best guys when it comes to doing apartment deals. And, you know, and I had him as well as Tim Brotz on as well. But you notice with Corey is that he only does maybe one, maybe two deals a year, and that's it. And they're usually huge, huge apartment type deals. And you guys loved it. Though that was the number five one, is Investing in Apartments for Cash Flow. That's number 318. So if that's something you've guys been interested in already, you haven't heard that episode, or if you have, I invite you to go back to and listen to it again, because there were some good nuggets. And the thing is, Corey's got a great track record for doing that for years. And which is why I had him on the show. Number four was also another guest that I had on the show as well, Lane Kawaoka. And some of you guys, I know some of you guys follow his show as well as my show, or you know him through me or vice versa, right? Because I've been on his show several times and he's been on mine a couple times. Well, the number four most listened to or most downloaded episode of 2019 was Building Passive Income While Working your Day Job, right? While working your full-time job. And especially at that point, Lane had just barely finally had quit his day job. He worked as a civil engineer in Hawaii, and then he finally was able to retire, got out of the rat race himself. He was only 33 years old and was able to do it, and now he's doing big syndications, and some of my clients even do investments with him and things like that, and some of them I've met because of him. Many of you I've met because of him too. So anyways, great episode to be able to kind of see his experiences and what he did over the last several years to get himself out of the rat race. And so really awesome episode, especially if you want to hear someone who just barely did it, right? Number three is Creating an Anti-Financial Plan. This was actually done by me. This is episode number 272. So this was towards the beginning of this year, Creating an Anti-Financial Plan. This is where I really went into more about what I do, especially from the consulting side, right? Obviously I do the infinite banking stuff. And I also do consulting where I more act as an anti-financial advisor. And I talk about that all the time. And I talked about what it means to create an anti-financial plan. And it was actually, this one kind of surprised me that it got as much traction as it did, because I thought, man, does anybody even know what that would mean? But apparently you guys, you know, really, really were intrigued by that. And I remember many of you had reached out to me after that episode saying, hey, Chris, you're exactly what I'm looking for. I'm looking for someone to create an anti-financial plan where it's not just heavy on the mutual fund side. It's not just based purely on speculation and numbers that really aren't working. And especially when many of you guys are like, hey, the market's been doing awesome lately, especially this last year, but my portfolio hasn't. My portfolio hasn't been as good. And so, so kind of a cool episode to talk about that, about creating an anti-financial plan, not centered around just postponing and delaying retirement until you finally have enough money to live on 3% of your income, but instead focusing towards cash flow, creating passive income. And that is a much faster and really more certain way to go. That there's less risk because it doesn't take so long to get there, and you don't have to worry about inflation and everything else. And so, so I kind of go into details about that. So that was episode number 272, Creating an Anti-Financial Plan. Definitely recommend you guys listen to that, especially those of you who are newer listeners. You may not have gone that far back. So 272 is Creating an Anti-Financial Plan. Now, these next two, number one and number two, were literally a few downloads away from each other. They were so close to each other. And number two, I actually kind of expected would be the obvious number one,
But it wasn't.
It barely got beat out by a few downloads. Now, after you listen to this, you guys might throw it off again, and maybe it'll become number one by tomorrow or something. But as of today, it is number two, and the episode is episode number 315. What is Dave Ramsey missing? And so I know I struck a big chord with people on this one, especially even some that were financial advisors, funny enough. They said, oh, this is exactly why I have a hard time with Dave Ramsey. And now in this episode, I actually do admit to where Dave Ramsey does a good job. I actually go through his baby steps and I talk about the things he does well, which are usually his first baby steps, right? But when you start getting to later baby steps, especially when it comes to creating real wealth, growing your money, investing, things like that, that's when it becomes really dangerous. And that's when his advice actually is like the, I would even say the old school conventional advice. It's not even advice that even conventional financial advisors would give today. He's given this old school advice that doesn't even have numbers that apply anymore. And so I talk about that's what he's really missing is that, yes, he's doing a really good job with budgeting and not spending a lot of money, not being wasteful and organizing your money, which is what he does so well. But what he's missing is the step that gets you past zero, right? Yeah, you might pay off all your debt, but then you don't really get past that point. Not to mention, as if you've heard several of my episodes, and some of those were almost like honorable mentions as well. I did several of them on debt over the last year. The thing is with debt is that depending on the type of debt, you may or may not want to pay it off earlier, you know, despite what he would say. And again, his advice is for the general public, for those that earn really closer to the lower income or very lower middle class, but not for those that are middle class or upper middle class or higher. His advice just doesn't work well. And so, so that was a great episode that we did. So that was number 315. What is Dave Ramsey missing? Talking about what he did well, but also what he actually is missing in his stuff. Now, before we get to the number one, like I said, that one just barely beat out the Dave Ramsey episode. Before we get to number one, let me just mention a few honorable mentions that I saw here. These were ones that were really close. In fact, one of them was within the last 4 weeks, and it almost made the top five, even though it's only been around for 4 weeks. So I'll start with that one. That's episode number 352, Residual Income Through Sales Funnels. And that was the one I did with Paul Hutchings, an interview I did with him, where he talked about the importance of sales funnels and creating residual income. Specifically, what I love is that, one, you can, for very cheap, create a real sales landing page for those of you that want to create, whether it's a side business, a side hustle, or your main business, be able to create a nice little sales page for very little per month, very little cost. But it can do all the functions that some of the sites you'll pay double or quadruple or more money for each month, it's able to do. And on top of that, what's really cool is, you know, of course you can create residual income with that as well. Like if you actually refer some people to it, with your membership, you can actually get your site paid for. So that I thought was just such a cool opportunity because not only does one, it saves you money, but two, it can actually make you money as well. And I'm even in their Facebook group and I've seen like the people that are, you know, getting checks, you know, for sometimes hundreds of dollars a month just because of this particular thing here, just because they create this residual income by becoming an affiliate with the site as well as using the services. The truth is, even if you don't really use the service, you probably could become an affiliate and still create some really good residual, you know, ongoing income from this. So I could see why you guys, that one, if it had more time, could have easily been in the top five. Maybe even number one. It wasn't far off. It wasn't that far off of number one. It was maybe like about 100 or so downloads away from that one. So anyways, that's episode number 352, creating residual income through sales funnels. That was the one with Paul Hutchings that we did just this month. Another honorable mention was number 338, investing in self-storage that I did with Scott Myers. Another great episode, and especially those of you that are interested in self-storage. That's why I put it as honorable mention because that one was a popular episode. Didn't quite make the top five, but great information. And really, it was one of those episodes that to me was memorable because I thought, man, I think I want to do that too for me personally. So when people have been asking me, clients have been saying, hey, what are you looking at? I'm like, you know, honestly, especially if we're moving to recession, I think self-storage is definitely something to take some serious consideration into. So that was episode number 338, investing in self-storage. And then episode number 312, which is also up there as well, is where has infinite banking been wrong? So I talk about, you know, life insurance and the whole infinite banking strategy that is done with life insurance, like what I teach, although I do more of a supercharged version of it. But I talk about where they've actually gone wrong, like what most of the infinite bankers out there do wrong and how it could be done better, especially if you're a business owner or an investor or even an aspiring investor, a much better, more effective way of doing it than what has been traditionally been taught, even in the infinite banking realm. So that was episode number 312, where's infinite banking been wrong? All right. So are you ready for it? Here's the number one episode of 2019 AD. So here it is. Number one episode was episode number 301. So from earlier this year, it was number 301, designing the life of your dreams. Now, this one completely shocked me. This was one of your picks. I mean, not that it was a bad one, because I put a lot of heart and soul into it. But a lot of times when I put heart and soul into my episodes, they're not often the most listened ones. The ones that I think, oh, if this could change somebody's life, this would be it. And but a lot of times those episodes, because it is more on the personal development side of things or whatnot, it's not just, you know, investing in self-storage, for example, or apartments and things like that. They tend to get more downloads naturally. But this one you guys picked as the number one for 2019 based on what you listened to. And so to kind of give you some background on this, designing the life of your dreams, I was talking about if money weren't an issue in your life, what would you do with your time? And this is a great episode. Really, this is a great episode to listen to for the new year, even in 2020, because many times people don't know what's coming up next. They don't know what they would do. And I remember I was asked the same question before I was able to be out of the rat race the first time back in 2006. And I didn't have a really good answer. I hadn't really thought about it much, because it's like, well, if money weren't an issue, what would I spend my time doing? I'm not going to sit on my thumbs and do nothing. You know, what would fill me with purpose and reason? You know, and you know, I talked a lot about not having to hustle, you know, and how my life changed when I stopped trying to hustle and instead just try to focus on doing what I love, you know, which is what you're seeing right now. You're witnessing it right now. But also how you can have it all, like really have everything that you desire in your life and how you can start creating that. And I use a lot of my own personal experience of going through the crap as well as the glory and the joy of it all and still going through it and still growing and still progressing in my own life. And so guys, I definitely recommend that one. So kind of an easy number to remember, 301, episode number 301, design the life of your dreams. If there is an episode to help you get ready for 2020, even though I got more that's going to cover some of these topics as well, definitely go back and listen to that one, because it is one I did put a lot of my own experiences and heart and soul into. So I appreciate you guys recognizing that, because most often, like I said, those don't get recognized. So anyways, guys, that was the 2019. So it was a review of the list. Number five, investing in apartments for cash flow with Corey Peterson. That was episode number 318. The fourth most popular was episode number 298, building passive income while working your job. That was with Lane Kawaoka. Number three was episode number 272, creating an anti-financial plan. Number two was number 315, what is Dave Ramsey missing? And then of course, I mentioned the honorable mentions of residual income through sales funnels. That was 352. Investing in self-storage, that was 338. And then 312 was where has infinite banking been wrong? And of course, the number one, 301, designing the life of your dreams, guys. And if I were to end anything on that, is one, thank you so much for having me be a part of this. You'll see that as things are starting to upgrade, you're going to start seeing my YouTube channel building and everything else into this new year. But I just got to tell you guys, like, thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect through your life. Thank you for allowing me to help you create greater freedom, greater prosperity, and cash flow now, whether I've talked to you personally or not. I appreciate those of you that have reached out to me personally. I love it. And it's really what fuels me and keeps me moving from day to day. But even those of you who are listening to you here, I mean, I look forward to these episodes twice a week, you know, that I'm doing these. And so thank you so much for being a part of this. Thank you for making my 2019 special and memorable and really purpose-filled because of you guys. And I really appreciate that. I hope that the value I'm creating for you guys is making a difference for you personally on that individual level. So everybody, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous year of 2019 and a new year as well. Happy New Year's, guys. You have a great day. We'll see you. Yes.
visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.